Gluten-free products used to be limited to specialty stores in urban areas. Julian Carroll of Minocqua remembers when her husband was diagnosed with celiac disease 5 years ago. He could no longer eat proteins found in wheat, barley, and rye.
Being in a small community, we were not aware of the type of products that he could enjoy. So we looked around and didn't find many options, so we decided to put an expo together.
Last year, that gluten-free expo in Washington County Fair Park drew 750 people from 5 Midwestern states. Caro says there's an increasing number of products for those who have food allergies.
The grocery stores just in the last couple years have blossomed into carrying the gluten-free products.
1% of Americans are diagnosed with celiac disease. Others who've never been tested consider themselves gluten intolerant, and some just want to avoid gluten under the belief it will help them lose weight. Many manufacturers have sought to capitalize on this growing market. Dr. Alessio Fasano points out there are no federal standards in place yet. Fasano heads the Center for Celiac Research at the University of Maryland in Baltimore.
Well, now this is the draw of the luck at this point, because it all depends on the voluntary compliance to the gluten-free guidelines from the industry.
Fasano says global companies have to comply with gluten-free standards in other countries, so bigger manufacturers are often more likely to make products safe for celiacs to consume. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.